above all, I wanted to thank and give a brief introduction was to thank people, because a lot of people I love are here, and many people who has allowed us to make this film and that we're here today. I want to thank above all to my co-producers, Silip Yala, who's a fantastic girl, who's my French producer of Film Verso with Alejandro Lenas. From Les Films du Warsaw, the success of Magical Girl in France has allowed us to be able to finance part of this film in France as well, which is my second country, I hope. Sorry, I've lost the credits. I want to thank Aralan Films and Marta and Gonzalo. Thank you very much for supporting us from the Basque, Andalusian government and Canal Sud. It's a film that we can think of another cinema. It's cinema, and it's always complicated to finance, especially when it's not a franchise. So therefore,
Apaches, que muchísimas gracias, Clara.
Los Apaches as well, and Ilos and Marta. It seems there's a lot of there's six or seven in the office. Spanish TV.
En española, muchas de estas películas serían
many of these films it would be practically impossible not only to come to San Sebastian, but anywhere. And I hope that the commitment of good cinema would be like, and I don't want to sound like a sports commentator, Netflix, Orange, San Sebastian Film Festival, thanks for inviting us. It's always a place that we think it's the best place in the world, and it's always a place in which you feel between being at home and afraid at the same time, because it's a big responsibility to share the film to all of you. Film Factory, who sells the film away, Le Pact, Jean Lavary, one of the people who is our French distributor, who we like very much, and he loves the San Sebastian Film Festival, and Spanish cinema, which is also premiering La Picasso here today in France. And then Mocedades and her song, because otherwise without that song, Carlos and I would not come to an agreement to start up a film like this. And very little to say, and the actresses, and all of you who are here today. Thank you very much.
Pues la persona que habla.
The person who's talked is Enrique López Laveña, he's the producer of the film, all of the film, Quien Te Cantará, that participates in this edition of the San Sebastian International Film Festival. We've got Carlos Bermud, the director of the film, Karma Liez, Najwa Nimre, and Natalia de Molina, the actresses. Before I start, I would like to ask a question, because otherwise I'm not going to sleep tonight. It's for Carlos, because yesterday I was watching the film in El Principal and the film theater, and I find Charlie Crockett, and all of a sudden I find a character who's called Violeta, who has a daughter whose her importance is taking photos of herself and taking photos. Is Quien Te Cantará is an expanded universe of Diamond Flash? Yes, it is. Yes. And in that sense, I think it's very interesting to have that film as a flashback, and also forever in this sense. You played it like the same character, or how did you portray your character? Oh, a question for me. Or for both of you. No, it had nothing to do. The character had nothing to do, but obviously when he proposed it, we talked about it. He said it'd be very beautiful, because as we start together, that this wasn't a continuation, but we hope there was a certain flavor of this. And the truth is, the character's the same. The doll comes out, and I'm linked, and I'm the same actress. So that's okay. Well, I feel relaxed. I can go to sleep. So therefore, let's go on to the question. And the character's got the same number, same name. I think it could be the same character. It's a fantasy that you change the name to the daughter to escape from Madrid. No, it's all good. Yes. I do. She's not a pharmacist. She's not in the a chemist, but it's the same character. I always thought about that, and I like the idea. I like it as well. Hi, good morning, everyone. What a pleasure to see a table with so many actresses, by the way. I would like to ask Carlos whether, after the success that you've obtained here with Magical Girl, you are obliged to take a double, triple back jump and to get it right in Najwa, and Eva, to ask you How did you move around to make this character, which is so complex? And how did you install yourself, shall we say, in the character? I felt a pressure, but these types of things happen at the beginning of the project. When you're writing it, you do feel if a film has had relatively been successful, not you don't want to do it better, but you want to try new things and to make new things, because you constantly learn when you make films. I feel very proud saying that I'm always learning nonstop. So, and I felt it that way. The day-to-day is a bit more mundane. You're trying to make a good film always. You're always trying to make a good film, what you consider is a good film. Beyond that, the pressure that may exist, perhaps at the beginning when you start to write the script and you have to address and sit in front of a blank sheet, for example, then you've got the ins and outs of the script, because the script's the longest process. It's the toughest, I believe. At the end of the day, this is work. You forget about the film that you've made and you address it as a film. And I'm not too sure whether it's a very long film, but we hope. You don't think about whether it's better or worse or the last, or it's going to be better than the next one. So therefore, I don't think so. No. As regards to what you said, well, as regards to the characters, it was simple. Carlos has a very peculiar way of directing, because he introduces you into his universe, and you have to start to understand. I think it happens. Like, I've been quite fortunate to work with a person who has a very particular universe, and that was to get into what he was proposing, and that was through the songs. He took four songs that were my songs. He took away my voice. He used the voice of another person that then was portrayed. I was going to call you like the character. What was your name? Well, it was portrayed by Eva. Sorry, I'm a bit groggy still, but the both of us had to. There was a long period of rehearsals where we had to re-sing these songs that I'd already done that weren't mine anymore, without a voice, portrayed by her and sung by them. And then we had to do choreographies, we had to rehearse them permanently. The most important thing was to link ourselves closely in singing and in the choreography, much more from my point of view than the psyche of the characters. I knew I had to let myself go and do absolutely nothing. It was very complicated, because we always want to do something. I had to empty myself out and to get rid of everything and just allow people to look at you is almost painful and quite complex. So therefore, the thing was that we both danced together and shedding everything off and not synchronizing. And that's what emerged between both of us. We got synchronic because we started to move in the same way. We had to learn, sing in the same way, to wear the same wig and so on and so forth. So therefore, it was quite tough. Because why? Because Carlos was, you start moving along and all of a sudden you see you're with another woman in front of a mirror doing this sort of stuff with a song that was yours, but it's not yours anymore. And he said, this guy, Carlos, wow, that was pretty tough. It was very, very heavy. For the biggest, from a film standpoint, and I've done a lot of heavy characters, but this is the most incredible thing that's happened to me, because you don't realize, and he takes you along the journey. And that's how I would describe it, as something that he's enveloped us in, and that's it. That's his film. And it's a perfect merger and fusion of what you're saying as well. We don't know where one starts and where the other finishes, and they're both mixed together. The truth is, she explained it very well. I think it was also, someone was asked her, why does he make you dance so much? Because we spent 2 weeks with the choreographies, but she explained it marvelously. It is true. There was a link created there that can't be created with words or rehearsing. Dancing and singing is very corporal. Use your body. It was a very special formula. And as she says, we both created our characters on our own hand, but in a different way. And separate, but it was quite a curious way of getting to know each other and connect. And vis-a-vis how he directs, obviously he gets you involved into his universe, and it's a sensitivity as well. And there's an air in some moments which is quite asphyxiating, because it makes you be there all the time, and it obliges you to be there. with feelings which are quite negative in most of the time, and then it's complicated. But it was a dream come true, really, to create and portray these characters. Hi, question for the director, mainly, albeit the actresses may have something to say. What's going to happen when Leela will have to bring out a new record after this film? I'll tell you. You want me to really tell you the truth? No. Well, because the film explains something to you. Someone asked me something similar. They told me to explain the film, and I said, no, I'm not going to do this. I said, well, I'm going to do it here to explain the ending. She could vampirize somebody else. That, you know what I'm saying? Another story such as this. In about 5 years' time, I meet another woman with another excuse, or not. Or perhaps she retires and decides to set up a bar. I don't know. Hi, good morning. Yesterday, watching the film, when we left the film, I had the feeling that each of you, everyone had seen a different film. And Carlos, I'd like to ask you, what was your starting point? That is to say, the vampire that's in the artist, or the identity of the artist, and why the song of Mocedades, by Mocedades and Eva, you're all marvelous, but Eva, if we'd seen her less, what does this film mean for you? Have you the feeling that you arrived late on the film scene in this country? Well, let me tell you, I've not arrived late because I started late. So therefore, I don't consider it that way. What it is true that I've been doing a lot of independent films for a long time, but in this country, obviously, independent films are seen less. And I started with him, with Diamond Flash, and it's true that as of there, interesting projects emerged, but they were all very small projects. But I'm under the impression that I'm not so sure, but everything that's coming along from Quien Te Cantará is so incredible that I've got the impression that something's going to happen. I don't know what, but I don't know. Let's hope. But nevertheless, if getting there late is getting there late like this, not bad. Congratulations. I want to arrive late into films and make it get there late, but this way. Okay, excuse me. Apart from Enrique being my producer, he's my friend, so therefore I was with Enrique. I was at home one day with Enrique, and we were thinking about making some sort of film after Magical Girl, and we didn't know what. Underline friend, because we spent a lot of time without doing really thinking what a producer and director does, like go out and have a drink. One of the times that we went out, we talked about, I want to respond to, give you two answers. Let's make a horror film. And we started to think about a story about ghosts supplanting or the possession of a woman who possesses another one through details, things that we do without realizing it, which have to do with these issues. So therefore we thought a person who's different, and then we discovered that it was the possession of a woman who had died, so on and so on. And when we got together, we listened to music a long time, and all of a sudden at home we put on Quien Te Cantará by Mocedades. I said, I've got to make a film with this title now. I don't care what the film is. One thing had nothing to do with the other. I said, Andre, I'd love to do a film. It would be Quien Te Cantará. And we talked about horror films. We weren't talking about the same film. But then things change. The films evolve. Writing evolves. It's a complex process. In this case, it takes time. It's taken some time in the film. The ghost film turned into a film that people have seen a different film when they've watched it, but my intention was to make a film about ghosts. There you go. Which it is. In a certain state, there is a ghost there. There are a lot of ghosts there. And I also believe that Quien Te Cantará is a question. The song by Mocedades is a question which is it's a song which is enigmatic and tells you many things. It launches a question that you, the spectators, have to answer. I believe in that dialogue between films and spectators. It doesn't have to be the same film for everyone. In fact, I like for there to exist films like this. I've seen the film more than 500 times in the process. I can assure you, every time I see it, I see new things, different things, things that draw my attention, things that I'd never thought of before. One of the advantages of Carlos's films that I've been a fan of since these short films is that he's enigmatic. He doesn't tell you everything. And that allows you, once you see it and view it and view it and view it, you discover new things. What concerns me is that trend, and I'm going to launch something into the air, which perhaps is not good for me or for anyone. It concerns me the turn that we come out of a film and we sent a tweet. We know exactly what the film we thought about, we liked about the film at that moment. That concerns me because that simplifies things that can't be done with everything. And it allows you, and it doesn't allow us things to question that they live within us for a while. So therefore, it's a film that you've got to take home and you've got to think about it in a relaxed, not on the next day or 5 minutes after seeing the film. And that trend that the social media, the trends in the social media annihilates many things. I didn't see it's positive, whether it's positive or negative, but in the first viewing, I thought it was very positive, but I'm sure that it's not positive for films. Because we turned into a trending topic, is that what you're saying? No, as Paquita Sara says, is that the trending topic? Is that the trending topic that we want? I wanted to say, but the Carlos Bermúdez Street films, there's a series of supporting actors are very powerful. Some, the supporting actors have their own complexity. As we've got Karma and Natalia, because their characters are incredible, see whether they can talk about how they've addressed portraying their characters. Well, I will insist upon the issue, and that is to say that it's fantastic. Carlos is fantastic. It's fantastic that there's a film like this that talks about women and women and what all the mysteries about the issue of women. For me, it was incredible. I'm the representative of Najra, an actress who lost memory. She's suffering amnesia, so I've got to find resources for that not to stop and she can continue with her career. That as an actress, I had the opportunity of seeing a feeling in my own being and close what that means, what it can mean, what it is to be in that state of not knowing what's going on. And the truth is, that was quite brutal and magical and painful at the same time, creative. To find resources for that woman to make it at the end and inventing a person, or not inventing, trying to find a person that can imitate her in order for her to teach her to be herself again, to recover her own being. I like Carlos's films very much. I think it's very interesting how he addresses the world of women, the lateral sidetracks that he shows these women live and what they live through. And the truth is, it was quite exciting to live through. I think it's very mysterious working with you, Carlos. It's very mysterious in the sense that, I don't know, it's as if, as an actress, it's as if, slowly but surely, I had to renounce to the different layers and what was prepared to what to know, to suburb myself into something that I didn't know. And that's it's almost like vertigo, but at the same time, it makes you, and quite fortunately, you're always next to us and help us. But these are the things that occur off the top of my head. Then we can insist upon other issues. Thank you, Karma. Fantastic film. The truth is, I'm still freaking out, my mother, to see this film with this character, because Carlos has taken me to places which are very dark that I think I wouldn't have been able to get there in any other way. I understood, got along very well with him during the whole shooting of the film. There was something even outside the words themselves. I got involved into his universe. And also I was quite afraid. I was had the feeling that I don't want to let him down because it seems a genius. I think he's a unique director that we have to take care of him. And I was under that pressure that I didn't want to let him down. I wanted to give the best that I could because it blows me away what he tells, stories he tells and how he tells them. And I'm aware of the fact that it's a dream of any actress in Spain of the world to be able to portray my character. And it was quite curious in the shooting of the film, when we were shooting the film, when he gave us our indications after each take, he'd come along with the script and something that fascinated me about him, which would demonstrate that he's a guy that's quite special and has an incredible universe. And that is to say, the notes that he had took down in the script were drawings. So therefore, he would come with drawings say, no, the sketches, for example, and he would draw figures, and he would tell you, no, this is the face, or this is what you've got to do, and it's almost magnetic. And the truth is, I've been very fortunate with Eva as well, working with her. It was incredible to be able to have her in front of me. Well, this little lady blew me away in the shooting of the film, because just in the reading, the first reading of the script, I think that we all agree, Natalia turned up and said, this girl, all of a sudden, because we had an idea of who she was, completely different from what she'd done. And all of a sudden she comes along, she did the character, and said, wow, what's this? And then working with her, I remember the way she looked at me, she drilled right through me. Everything she was doing was quite real, and working with her, with all of you, has been very, it was incredible. So therefore she portrayed an impressive character. Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for creating stories for women, which Carmen was talking about before. The truth is, women appear like they're genuine. You can see that. You don't look on whether they're a man or women. It's just a film, period. It has no genre, and that's or gender. That's fantastic. The casting, when initially you'd already addressed it with these actresses, congratulations to the four of you, because the truth is, you're a great actor, director, because it made you go to places. Like Najwa said before, you didn't see a Najwa like this ever. Not in better, but completely different. Yes, I don't even recognize myself, you're right. And then vis-a-vis meticulous and being an obsessive, I would like to ask the actresses whether he's that meticulous, whether he repeats makes a lot of takes in these scenes. Well, I went, yeah, you can be sincere. Yes, he's very meticulous, very much. Because he's got the film quite clearly in his head. He knows what he wants. It's quite clear what he wants. Until he achieves, he doesn't stop. It doesn't matter how he doesn't care about many takes. Sometimes there are very few takes, but there are many. But he knows what he wants, so therefore, he doesn't know. Not enough is not enough. He's not happy with not being enough or not making the great. No, you guys are great. The girls are great. But the four of you, the question that you were asking, I'm sorry, I lost the plot. The casting initially, yes. Was that already straight from the script? The first character, when I was writing the script, I wanted to be, it was Karma. I knew I wanted to work from Karpa. I didn't know whether you knew that. Well, I think I told you during the shooting of the film. I remember I have told you, perhaps I lost the plot. You know, memory is a very fragile thing. But when she wrote, that's the face I put on when I was writing the script. In the case of Lila and Violeta, it was complicated because we needed two actresses that could represent one single woman. And it doesn't have to be that they looked similar physically, but they have to have something that had an air. I knew whoever was. I didn't met Najwa. Najwa, when I met her, I said, all of a sudden I saw them. They existed in my head because they knew, because they were very close to me. But slowly but surely, it was quite clear. There was a moment when all of a sudden we thought of Najwa ever appeared. I don't know who came first. The truth is, I can't tell you. But it was quite clear in our mind, especially I noticed it when they met each other. When they met each other, something happened. We did an audition, and immediately we took a camera, we recorded. Nadia came along to record. There she is. She came to record the casting. And we saw it, and it was quite obvious. So I said, these are the two for the characters. There was an energy between both of them that was undeniable that it existed. So I said, let's work with this material. Once again, the poster of the film, there's something very interesting in this search, and it is that films are much the closer they are to reality, they're more empathic to the people who watch it. So therefore, this story, which is a bit fable-esque, shall we say, we wanted the elements to be closer to reality. To have a singer-actress like Najwa on board is a luxury. Not only did we repeat Najwa after 20 years with Dos Amantes by Julián, but apart from this, she had her songs, and to a certain extent, it could have been you. It's not that simple. It's not that simple to get an actress and make her sing and decide that she's got a past as a singer. But you don't ever believe that. So therefore, here we had a unique occasion, and quite fortunately, I think it's work. It's difficult because there aren't too many options that our protagonist or co-protagonist or the person that merges with the other person is surreal. I would like to, before I finish with the question, to say that Natalia's character is much more younger, is much younger in the script, and I increased her age to be able to work with Natalia because I think that this is something that I wanted to do for quite a few years back. Sorry, microphone, please. No, this has been asked me. I'm not Superman fan. That I don't know why, because the film, I love the music. I think it's by Vangelis, and I think the music has something to do. Vangelis, for example, it's a good. I make a reference there sometime throughout the film, but imagine these are the types of things. Albeit it's a film, I'm not just saying. Don't say that I don't like Blade Runner, but don't be a bugger. Don't say that I don't like Blade Runner, but there are films, there are parts of the films that mark you. I like in Blade Runner, there was the identity issue. We're talking about the identity of what's artificial, of reconstruction, of the cyborgs, for example, what it means philosophically to be a person and not, and in the imitation in this, cyborgs are people that imitate people. We don't know how to identify what's fictitious and what's real. And in my unconscious, there is a bit of a Blade Runner in the film, yes. Yes. So not consciously, I don't know, but unconsciously, I believe it is. Hi, g'day. Congratulations once again to all of you. I would like to ask you about the colors in the film. I'm not too sure that the tones are quite specific throughout the entire film, more or less. They are maintained. And I believe there's an absence of some colors, like red, for example. There's a scene with blood of the daughter, but we don't see that it's red because it's maintained. You maintain those dark colors. How did you treat the color? And then also ask Eva, there are many shots that have blew me away, many, many, many of them. There's one that impressed me, is that when the daughter is breaking the house to pieces and the camera's getting closer and closer to your face and you maintain a look, and I was absolutely overwhelmed by this. How do you manage to achieve moments like that? You worked with Carlos, and how were the rehearsals? Thank you, Eva. Well, I'll answer the color thing and you can think about your answer, or you prefer. Well, look, he asked me, my body went woof like this. And I got, it made me feel really bad, because if I go back to that session, we rehearsed it very little. We rehearsed it a couple of times, but it is true. When we shot it, it was complicated to manage to convey that moment. I'm not too sure why, but it was complicated to get to that moment where in the rehearsals, we did a couple of rehearsals. I think it was once. We didn't know what it was going to look like when we shot it, but I remember it as something very painful, one of the most painful scenes that I've ever portrayed in my life. And it was quite tough. It was very, very tough. So it's a moment in which Violeta makes a decision. She doesn't make the decision. She makes the decision. We've come this far. She doesn't know what's going to happen. I'm not too able to explain this very much. I just simply would like to say there's a moment in where she can't handle it anymore. She says, I can't go on anymore. It's the maximum suffering of finishing off with everything. And so therefore, through her head, thousands of images, thousands of feelings. And I said, I can't handle this life anymore. During the film, she's going towards the water, to the seashore water. But the only thing that takes her away from the water is her daughter. And I said, no, you're not going to steal this moment that I've got now, which is a marvelous moment. You're not going to steal it. The only thing I've got, I'm going to keep it. And if for that, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure that I'm getting, it's complicated, but it's very painful to remember this. It was tough to do it. It was tough. The character was tough for me as well. I didn't say that, but it was tough, my character. It was complicated to create it. And then the process, like my Najwa says, of cleaning myself. Don't you clean yourself off and wipe everything out when you finish a character? I said, what? And then I understood what she meant, because it's true that it took me a while to get rid of Violeta. It was someone, she's someone which was enormously negative, so therefore it was quite tough to record that scene, yes. That's it. I went a bit over the top, sorry. No, can I say something as well? Yes. I think that sometimes when you come to a press conference and you talk about the creative process, it is true that we're obliged because we're promoting it. That's what we have to do. But to banalize processes that are not that easy to put into words, that is to say, acting or performing, words aren't sufficient at times when you try to explain something. And the process, until you go to those places, we don't know. Perhaps when I looked at Eva at a given moment, when we looked at each other, we were sitting down without talking about it, helped us much more than me to sit down and to communicate where we want to go with that scene. Sometimes it's complicated to explain intuitive processes. It's difficult for me. And I understand that it's very difficult to put into words some of the processes that have to do with intuition. Vis-a-vis the color issue, however, I can explain that. There was a strategy so that the colors in the film could have specific tones to get away from too lively colors, blues and reds, for example, too intense. We wanted softer colors, much softer. And it was important for aesthetically, was the film asked me for it to have much softer colors and not aggressive, because the film has an intrinsic aggressiveness that wasn't necessary to underline. And in the other case, the issue of the, it was important the colors, because each of the two characters had a color that represented him. It's important that in the film, you've already seen it, you understand that Najwa, the Lila's character, vampires, sort of, so to speak, Violeta's character, and she uses darker colors than Violeta's color, but Violeta imitates Lila, so therefore, Violeta's had to be tones that got darker and darker until the end, so that at the end, Violeta could imitate her. So back to front. So therefore, the choosing of the colors to mark the costumes in each scene was very important in the process. Art and the costume design, it might seem simple, but the choosing of the colors, the trip vis-a-vis the journey with the colors, the hair and the wig they wear, was all thought of specifically so that you could understand how what happens at the end. Thank you. Just to write down, the obsession and the details was so much that he measured my forehead to make sure that the wig was always at the same position. He would come along with a rule because he thought that the wig wouldn't, that's true, because the wig was a little bit lower. It gives you a normal hairline. Yes, you're absolutely right. But I say, there was a moment when he brought out a measurement, a ruler on my forehead, and therefore for a certain moment it was like until the wig was exactly where it had to be. Everything's measured up until the last millimeter. 3.5 centimeters. That was the measure, and I know it perfectly well. Well, Najwa didn't, one of the things about the creative process, Najwa didn't like wearing a wig. No, he said, wigs, they cost thousands of euros, and I came out like this one day, 3,000, no, he said, no. The one that you had in the background, he put it on, he pulled it back, and he said, now that's the one you're wearing. I started to cry like an idiot. I said, what shoot do you think you were in? Well, I'm going to be a little monster. She's more Frankenstein. She's more, the question was, I noticed that the further back, she didn't like herself so much. So therefore the film, you can't have a woman who, it was perfect, a woman who doesn't like herself. And so you saw it with your face. The more the wig went up, you liked it less. I said, that's perfect. 3.5 centimeters in any case. And then she dropped it down and drove me crazy. Don't complain, because my hair process was even worse, because initially both of us were going to have the same type of hair. And therefore in the makeup and hairdressing, I wore a wig all morning. And then when he decided he didn't like the wig, we went to have lunch. I took the wig off and I had, my hair was flat. and worn out from wearing a wig for 5 hours. We went to have lunch. He sat in front of me. He looked at me. I know him. I looked at him and he said, I said, don't go there. No. He said, yep, it's going to be like that. And that Violetta's like that. I said, no, please, no. I want to thank the people that made the wigs made of human hair. It was like it made them look like Lion King. That happened 2 days before we started to shoot. I said, I didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, we've made these wigs with human hair. What did you do? Kill some kids to make the wig? No. Sorry. Hi, Carlos. I imagine that you're a bit sick and tired that people ask you this, but we saw a lot of parallelisms with Pedro Almodovar. Oh, no, that's okay. The question is, to what extent is a reference for you, whether that's praise? No, I'm not at all. I think this is a film that talks about people they admire. So therefore, as a film talks about doing something and paying tribute to people who you love and admire, how am I going to be bothered if the film talks about that you think I'm like a Pedro Almodovar? Thanks for the question. No, it was a joke. I think it's great that you asked the question. And as regards to this, it's a film about solitude and loneliness. You're talking in a different way about loneliness, and you were talking about a ghost, but I see it more as a vampire at the same, and a vampirizing other people. And I would like to ask you, the actresses as well, whether they've lived any similar situation to that obsession on behalf of another person vis-a-vis yourself or your image or your work. And Carlos, I would like to ask you about location. I think it's quite curious and special. What makes it even more special, the film, even more so? Shall I start? We were looking for locations, and we started to shoot in Andalusia. And Andalusia is a place, quite clearly, there had to be sea. Of all of the sea options, Andalusia, we thought, was the best. Well, a greater variety because it's the longest coast, it seems, in Spain. There was a lot, marvelous place to shoot the film. We found Rota on location. We thought that it was something I'd never seen, that wasn't Marbella, wasn't Benidorm, it wasn't Malaga. There was even something strange. I don't think that the people believe that this city is strange, the people from Rota, but it was inhospitable but warm at the same time, so I thought I fell in love with Rota. That's why I wanted to shoot there. The houses still maintain certain architecture, dates back to the 1950s, because there's a military base and a lot of Americans and U.S. Americans that live there. There's architecture. I don't know whether it maintains, because the Rota base is recent, but it does evoke some American architecture, and it's got a bit of Miami in it, but without it being Miami, and also Rota, the word Rota. And the Lila's record was called Rota, which means to break. So, and what's the vampires and everything you said, beyond what happens to me with the people who ask for photos and everything, I worked more from a place, an empty container has to be filled more than stealing, because I've got to prolong something. I prolong because I'm empty inside. So therefore the concept is a bit different. I'm not too sure. I don't know what you can call this. I don't know. But I do it. I did it from. It's a different vampirizing has connotations that have to do with something else. And also myself. He took very care. He didn't like me to say it. The truth is that the first meeting that I held with him, I thought, how can I grab this guy and to make him, to give me this role? And I put some long nails on. That's all I did. I put some long nails on. I didn't know why. I didn't know that I had to wear nails. So for every time I was doing nail stuff, that was my pitch. It was crazy. But half worked, but every time I used the word vampirism, he didn't like it. He didn't explain why. Because it is true, the term vampirism Vampirism implies a face and it implies some desires and to put some specific, to love, want something. But there's a moment where you might not want anything from anyone. And when you do it, take it from that, from there, it's much more terrific because you start from a void. So that's where I worked with. It has nothing to do with vampirism at all. I also thought to work, I don't want to talk about vampirism because it has a specific aesthetic that we don't want to think that you're a vampire. For an actor to think about vampires, it uses certain statistics and you've got to seduce. No, no, it's not a vampire. That's the end of the film. We can talk about that. We can talk about vampires that are vampires with, despite them, vampirism exists, but to construct them, I didn't want to use the work to construct the character because it would mark the type of character that she'd have, a certain evil that I didn't want the character to have. Sorry, karma. You know, to insist upon the vampire issue, well, my character is beside her to take care of her and sustain her, and she decides to manage to be, for her to be herself again, using whatever means that she would invent, albeit they may be extreme or very strange, but I don't live it as a vampire issue, or but it's someone that wants to do something good for that being that she's been with all her life and to continue to produce and to feel as she was before. We can see it as vampirism to a certain extent, but it isn't. It was the will of renaissance or rebirth that she'd be with. There's a vampire side to it. To be linked to that, I was trying to find extreme solutions of put her into a situation of not having any way out, but the circumstances were and are that are and were what they were that she lives through. Okay, time is over. We could spend another 3 hours listening to you, telling you and telling us a bit of everything, but time is over. Big round of applause.